Well, there is one thing that would force bubbles into beer.
I mean, I suppose you can split a beer atom.
Atomic energy.
If you could split the nucleus of a beer atom into two fragments, then the mass of the two fragments will be less than the mass of the original nucleus. And the difference in mass will be transformed into energy. Energy equals mass times the square of the speed of light. I'll give it a go.
How can I describe it to you? Sound is like big waves at a beach, you see, because sound travels in waves, just like light. I'm not going too fast for you, am I?
No, light travels as particles.
Light travels as particles and waves.
No, ce n'est pas possible. How can light travel simultaneously in two different ways?
Well, space tells matter how to move, and matter tells space how to curve.
Mantel, you must be a student of the sciences.
Yes, I'm to study at the Sydney University.
Oh, fascinating. You got a scholarship.
Oh, not exactly. I won a prize.
Ah, the old high school science prize, eh?
The Nobel Prize, 1903, applied physics.
Oh, really?
You see, I think that if we could control the ionizing radiation of the spontaneous disintegration of uranium isotopes, we could harness the forces of nature.
Splitting atoms.
You've heard of this theory to split the nucleus of an atom?
Split one once.
You've already split the atom.
Well, it was only a Tasmanian beer atom.
But?
That one atom was enough to blow the old man's shed apart.
Oh, really?
Atomic power. C'est incroyable. Oh, you must tell me more about your research. Oh, but first, let me introduce myself. My name is Marie. Marie Curie.
Albert Einstein.